back here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. With you in studio, it's Ian.
And Nemi.
And Nemi, and that's it for tonight. In fact, no Mark until Monday. So we get to have all kinds of fun without him being here.
Now, what's he doing?
He's partying it up in Vegas.
Lucky guy.
Freedom Fest. So he's having quite a bit of fun right now, from what I understand. And Liberty people from all over are going to be showing up there. We'll talk more about Freedom Fest here in a little bit. But want to start the show out tonight with a follow-up. And this, it just so happens that this happened, I think, last week. Your show, Nemi.
Yep.
So it's great that you're here again for this. Because last week we had Tony Bones on the program to talk about the absolutely outrageous situation that she has found herself in regarding having some tires in her yard that she wanted to use for planters. She did use them for planters, so basically paint the old tire, put some soil in there, and plant some things that you want grow. That's what she did, and the city or the town of Sugar Creek, I believe it was, came after her for it. They threatened her. She stood her ground. She stood up for her own rights as a human being and property rights, and she stood up as a good example to her kids because she's a single mom. And so she's put a lot on the line here, considering that when she goes to court for this, which was supposed to happen yesterday, she is possibly facing some jail time. And so she's back with us here via Skype and to give us an update on the ridiculous court shenanigans that happened yesterday, and I only know this from your Facebook post that you were making last night to your profile, Tony. Welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, thanks for having me again.
Well, sure, it's a pleasure. And the first thing that struck me as unusual about your court case yesterday, which was supposed to be a trial, I mean, you went there prepared for trial. The strange thing about it, at least to me, they don't do this in New Hampshire, is it started at 6:30 in the evening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is something I've not noticed anywhere else other than Missouri. I noticed they do it in Blue Springs as well. I know this judge also was a judge in Independence, so he's busy extorting money from other people during the day in Independence.
I see. So he's moonlighting. Moonlighting as the evening judge in your area. So it was Sugar Creek, is that right?
Yes, it's Sugar Creek.
So this I've never heard of before, having evening court appearances, but I actually think it probably worked in your favor because this was a case that got a lot of buzz in local media. You were appearing in, local radio and local television station came and did an interview, at least more than one. You got some national press as well, but there was a lot of buzz around this. A lot of people were supporting you because when someone stands up for their property rights and it gets media attention, in a lot of cases, a bunch of people will come out, even if they're not ready to stand up for themselves. Just to watch someone else do it can be a very empowering thing. So given that the court actually started after 5 p.m., that means a lot of kind of working day people, folks, could come to this, whereas usually you have to get a day off to go to court. A lot of people would be able to attend this. So I was glad, I was shocked and glad to see that was happening. But then when you got into court, it turned out that there was some signs that had been posted. And I know there's probably a whole lot more you want to tell us about, but that was one of the things that really stuck out to me as outrageous. What were the contents of the signs that had apparently been posted just for this particular trial, just for your hearing?
Yeah, it says something to the effect of due to occupancy, restraints, that nobody would be allowed in the courtroom unless they were subpoenaed or a defendant. Throughout the bat notices, I was just in that courtroom earlier that month. Other people, they've never seen any such signs. What was unique for this particular court date was that there was actually empty seats in the courtroom. Hmm. Usually there's people lined up out the door getting, financially raped.
How about media?
Media. They were trying to keep the media out, too. Fox 4 band, or not Fox 4. This was KCTV band was there when we pulled up. There was some local media, Sugar Creek Herald, some other things. What was really cool, because I knew a lot of people have been harassed by Sugar Creek, the smaller, town kind of vibe, only in a bigger city kind of. So it's interesting as far as all that goes, but there was a lot of people really afraid to be seen supporting me, actually in Sugar Creek. It was really neat to see how many people actually did show up you know, from all different kinds of walks of life, you know, not just like your liberty-minded people, but just all different kinds of just real people, some of which did not make themselves known until after, you know, I got back and checked my messages, or after court, as we were leaving court, they came up and introduced themselves. So that was really, I was really honored to be able to meet those people. It was really cool.
Now, you said people told you, or you somehow found out that certain people were afraid to be seen supporting you. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, I'll keep her anonymous, but one of the ladies that has been really supportive locally and brave, and I'm really impressed with, was telling me about different families she had been talking to and how we were all on the same page and they were supportive, but they were just really afraid to become targets because it is such a small little town. Mm-hmm. You know, the police pretty well known for preying on people. And just seeing how they reacted this last court, you know, it's understandable. It's very apparent that they are not used to having people, you know, stand up to them.
Tony's locked in her bathroom, by
the way. I'm hiding in the bathroom.
So the last time she's got, how many kids do you have, Tony?
I have three. I have a 6, a 4-year-old, and a 2-year-old.
So last time, one of the younger ones was playing nearby the computer, and things got a little loud, so she's locked herself in her bathroom this time, and someone's already knocking on the door. So, you know, I want to go back real quick, though, to this ridiculous sign that actually demands that people who are not subpoenaed not come into the courtroom. And that just surprised me because it was my understanding you were set for a trial. Now, most trials don't take a half an hour. In a lot of cases, they'll take longer than that, you know, up to an hour or maybe even more, depending on the amount of witnesses that are going to be called. So, I mean, how late does this court stay open? I mean, they were starting this at 6:30. Were their trials ahead of you? Were their trials scheduled after you?
That's what's most what's really interesting about this, Ian, is because when we finally did the courtroom, I ended up bringing my co-founder, Missouri Kansas Cop Law, Janelle, in with me, and I clarified because one of the first things that happened is one of the men in the costumes came in and said that due to occupancy restraints, you know, anybody that is not subpoenaed, you know, going to testify or a defendant needs to get up and leave the room. And they actually told KCTV5 media to leave the room as well. So I tried to clarify. I said, did you say a subpoenaed witness that is going to testify, or a subpoenaed witness, or somebody with the intention of testifying, or a defendant? So I was, you know, because I was representing myself, and you know, I worked a little bit in the law office, you know, ahead of time. I wasn't sure if they were going to try to say that I had needed to file my witnesses, you know, ahead of time, or I was just not willing to be cut off from all witnesses like they were, you know, attempting to do. And when they did not get away, the media started making phone calls. She was very vocal in the courtroom. She was trying to figure out a charge. And, you know, everybody in that courtroom heard her on their phone saying, I'm finding it very difficult to understand that the judge doesn't even know what law she has broken. And then after, you know, so Janelle, you know, was hardcore. She's like, you know, I'm not getting up. I'm staying. There's other people that were there in support that were kind of in the shadows, but they had no idea if they were even there in support of me. That there was going to be media. And
so they targeted, just to clarify it, they targeted your friend, the co-founder of Missouri Cop Block, because she was nearby you, but there were other people who were just kind of not so obviously there to support you that they left alone.
Yes, and the mainstream media lady.
And they tried to kick the reporter and presumably her cameraman out from the room. Were there two people there from KCTV or just one?
Yes, apparently the lobby area is public, but in the courtroom you can't video. It's at the judge's discretion. Once they realized that they were not going to get away with whatever they were planning on doing to me without other eyes being there, what I've never seen in court also is that as soon as someone went to the front of the room, the judge hasn't even entered yet. She, you know, stood up. She said, you know, Tony Shelton, and I stood up, you know, and she said, your case has been continued to August 13th.
And who said that to you? Was that the judge or the prosecutor?
The prosecutor or I don't know.
All right, stand by. Tony, you can stick with us for a few, right?
Yeah.
All right, more with Tony Bones. She is standing up for her rights and yours as well. Free Talk Live.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 10th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,258.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,304.80, $652.40 for a half ounce, or $326.20 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,304.80, $652.40, and $326.20.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you get to bring up whatever you'd like here toll-free at 855-453. Though, if you have a question for our special guest, who is on with us via Skype, Tony Bones, your call will be given preference here at this time. So 855-453. We're going to continue with Tony in moments, but also want to tell you, as I mentioned, about Freedom Fest. Mark is there. I just heard from him tonight. He's all settled in. He's getting the equipment set up to record interviews with various people that he comes across there at Freedom Fest, because there are going to be a lot of big names attending Freedom Fest. John Stossel will be there. Grover Norquist, Rand Paul, Steve Forbes, Art Laffer, and more. We can't possibly mention them all here. This is a huge event that started today and goes through the 13th. It's happening at Planet Hollywood on the Strip in Vegas, and there's nothing like Freedom Fest. They're expecting up to 3,000 attendees. And Mark is going to be there representing Free Talk Live. So if you're going, make sure you say hi to him and enjoy at freedomfest.com. Go and get registered and attend. It's not too late to show up. Once again, freedomfest.com to learn more about that. Tony Bones is with us from Sugar Creek, Missouri, where the town aggressors have threatened her with possible jail time because she dared to plant some flowers and other things in tires that have been recycled. They've been painted, placed in her yard, filled with soil, and had things planted in them. And apparently the city masters don't like that, so they threatened Tony. She stood up for herself. That resulted in news stories. That resulted in a court case. And the trial was supposed to happen yesterday, but it didn't. It was continued at the last moment. So you were there ready to go to trial. You were there prepared for jail. You'd set up possible babysitters for your kids and that sort of thing. You had everything in line. And then, right when you get into court, basically, they tell you that the trial's been continued.
Yeah. Well, I think they came to this conclusion pretty quickly after they realized that there were going to be witnesses and they were going to be held accountable mm-hmm. to an extent for the actions they were preparing to do. The whole thing stinks really bad, you get what I mean as far
right,
as
they
that.
They were trying to keep your witnesses out of the court, and I still haven't figured this out. How many people, they said on this sign, this arbitrarily printed sign that appeared in the courthouse, you'd never seen this sign before, it was brand new, so it appears like it was printed just for your hearings. They said that no one could be in the courtroom unless they were subpoenaed to be there, basically, or they were the defendants. So
in the doors, the court was not allowed to be opened at any time during court. That's what else it said.
Was it locked?
No, but if you have to go to the bathroom, apparently you're SOL.
Yeah, you can't come back in? Yeah. Or would they let you out but not back in?
I'm not sure. I didn't get that far. None of it makes any sense. We got the man in the black dress to come out and talk to the Channel 5 lady. Where then he started to, from my understanding, because I couldn't even get like a city code like number, like what I'd actually done wrong, and then he was telling, so this is like hearsay from this reporter, this man couldn't even make eye contact with me. I made it a point to just look at him, like, and try to get him to at least look at me like another person.
You're saying the robed man, the judge, was not making eye contact with you at all?
No, could not. I had to get the information basically from the reporter where he expressed that now they were looking at something other than just the tires. So now it's not the tires that's the issue, which doesn't make sense. This happened almost 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
How many continuances are necessary? This is a code violation. This is so embarrassing. I'm embarrassed for Sugar Creek right now on just so many different levels. Do we really have to keep doing this? Like, do what you're going to do. I've straight up said, like, I'll go to jail, like, whatever. Let's just get this over with. It's not going to be me that looks like the aggressor. And
now, just to clarify, Tony, I'm a little lost. You said you were trying to figure out what code was allegedly violated. They've never told you that? That wasn't on the complaint originally?
Well, it was basically just, like, a description by one of the officers of what, but it wasn't like a something like written like in stone, like that has like a statute number or something, to that effect.
Wow. So they issued you just to follow here. They issued you a zoning violation or a complaint of some sort, but it didn't actually specify the code.
No, it's not.
Have you received any motions during this process of awaiting trial? Because it sounds to me like they motioned to continue, but you didn't know about that. Did they ever inform you that in advance? Do we lose her?
Nope,
we may have lost Tony. We've got a free frozen Skype here, internet issue. We will try to get her back as quickly as possible. Because I'm curious about the details on this, yeah. And I don't want to get bogged down in legalese or legal land stuff here, but there's basic things that are supposed to happen, and I know this because I've learned the hard way. I've been to court enough times. I've seen enough court trials to where to where I know how things are supposed to go.
Yeah.
You don't just go into a courtroom and then they tell you your case has been continued. There's supposed to be a motion to continue
right.
that's filed by the prosecutor or whichever side it is that wants the continuance.
Right.
And generally the rule is that, at least here in New Hampshire, as I understand it, the rule is that if one side asks for a continuance, they get it. And if the other side asks for it, they get it. So, like, there's one continuous that's just sort of give it.
Right.
Then after that, you got to start coming up with real good reasons
right.
To have a continuance. So, and you're probably going to have a reason in the first place. But they're more flexible on that first continuance.
Sure.
So, I mean, again, maybe things are different in Missouri. All states, they don't have the exact same laws and court rules and all that. But I'd be shocked that Tony was able to, that Tony was completely unaware of a motion to continue that had been put in, because if she wanted to have that trial happen right then, she could have objected
yep.
to that and said, well, first of all, I never was given notice of this, and then secondly, no, I object. I don't want to. I'm here. I'm prepared for trial. If
yep.
the prosecutor is not prepared for trial, then I would motion to dismiss this case because they are
they're
derelict in their duty.
That's right.
I mean, they're the professionals. They're supposed to be here, ready to go on the day they're supposed to do it.
That's right.
So we're going to try to find out more from Tony about some of the ridiculous things that happen. In the meantime, let's go to Tom. He's in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, Tom.
Yes. Are you aware of what the Death Master file is?
No.
The Death Master?
Death Master file is
okay.
a list of Social Security numbers and names and birth dates that's maintained, and that's how they keep track of which people are deceased and which people are still living as far as getting Social Security benefits. And under the Freedom of Information Act, it's also a public matter. And so a lot of people use this, some life insurance companies have been sued for not using it because they use it to know when to shut off somebody's pension, but they conveniently forget to use it to tell the family, oh, by the way, this person had a life insurance policy. So there's lawsuits about that. But the problem arises when hundreds of living people get added to it every month. And then their Social Security number gets blacklisted, and their bank accounts get frozen, and their job applications get rejected, and all kinds of things.
Yeah, the Social Security number is the cause of a lot of problems for people out there. Thanks for the call tonight at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You rely on one number for so many different things, and then when something gets screwed up with that, it can really throw things into a tailspin. We're coming up.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is USAPreparedUs.com. Get Prepared Expo number 6, Lebanon, Missouri, the largest in the United States of America. July 19, 20, and 21. Meet your instructors. 2 survival banquet dinners, $8. Dr. Norman Cheely, neurosurgeon, patent holder, inventor, author, Surgeon of the Year. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files. Dr. Julie Pennick, survival and health medicine. Dr. Joel Wallach, naturopath and veterinarian. Dr. Patrick Vickers, Gerson therapy and cancer treatment. Dr. Howard Shane, emergency dentistry. Mike Knox, survival gardening. Glenn Meter, survival still. Jeff and Karen Olson, survival shelters. The freeze-dry guy, survival food. Craig Douglas, radiation survival. USAPreparers.com, Get Prepared Expo, July 19, 20, and 21. USAPreparers.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll-free, 855-450-FREE. We'll continue. We're going to try to get Tony back on the show here. She's apparently having some internet difficulties, so we have given her the phone number that she can utilize, and I don't know if she's gotten that yet because she may not be connected online. But we'll get Tony Bones back as soon as possible to continue discussing her ridiculous experience in court yesterday, where a judge apparently, or the court staff, attempted to keep media, news media, out of the courtroom and made a bit of a scene over that, and also attempted to keep anybody who wanted to actually observe the trial out of the courtroom as well, which is an absolute travesty of justice. I'm sorry, Nemi, I had your wrong microphone turned on. Uh-huh. Good one now.
How about now?
You're good. So, hey, I want to tell you also about the School Sucks Project. It is a podcast and call-in show, as well as a YouTube channel and web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, history, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. You can go to schoolsucksproject.com and check out their Logic Saves Lives series, and you can sharpen your debate skills and strengthen your intellectual self-defense. Featuring Larkin Rose, James Corbett, Wes Bertrand, Derek J. Freeman, and others. SchoolSucksProject.com. Go get the free episodes there. Again, that's SchoolSucksProject.com. As we continue here, we've got all kinds of stuff to talk about on the air tonight, including an update on Antonio Bueller, who I actually had the pleasure of meeting at Porkfest this year. It was his first time attending the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is, of course, the yearly gathering in the woods of Free State Project participants and potentially interested parties. I don't know how interested Antonio is in moving to New Hampshire, because I think he's originally from the South, and New Hampshire can seem a bit scary, what with its cold weather and all that.
Sure.
But Texas seems a bit scary, what with its tyranny and all that, and that's what Antonio has been experiencing down there.
Scorpions and snakes and weird spiders, too.
They have that. We got spiders here in New Hampshire. I don't see too many scorpions around,
though. Not big, creepy ones that can kill you.
So Independent Register, IndyRegister.com, has an update on Bueller's case, and he's, like me, has multiple cases running at the same time. So this is one of his cases, and it's one of the most clear-cut cases, as far as I'm concerned, to where the activist, Antonio in this case, didn't do anything wrong. Yet a jury found him guilty anyway. Texas activist was found guilty Wednesday night for cussing at a cop. Now, I'm pretty sure that this is solid case law. I mean, there are Supreme Court cases that address this issue, at least one of them, and probably more than one, because it does keep coming up, where somebody's upset at the police, says something to the police that they don't like, cop gets upset, offended, guy gets arrested for saying...
Contempt of cop. Yeah.
Contempt of cop, exactly. Yeah. And there have been cases that have made it clear. In fact, I heard there was one that came out of Keene, where some cop got his panties in a wad about what somebody said to him, you know, F you, pig, or something like that, and arrested somebody. It went to the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
And the Supreme Court said, look, you guys are supposed to be able to handle this stuff. It's free speech and all that. I mean, yeah, the courts get it wrong a lot, but in this case, they got it right. Yeah, it may be rude to say mean things to the police. I don't agree with it necessarily. In fact, Antonio and I had some discussion about this at the Porcupine Freedom Festival of, you know, calling the police names. I don't support doing that. I don't mind telling the police when I think they're doing something wrong, like, hey, you shouldn't arrest that guy. He's peaceful. He didn't hurt anybody.
Or expressing an opinion.
Right. I don't think that's right. Please stop doing that. You're harming peaceful people. I think it's important to let the police know, to communicate with them that what they're doing is wrong, because that's what they need to hear from people. They need to hear what people actually think about what they're doing. And, of course, people are afraid to do that because they're afraid they're going to get targeted, so on and so forth. But in the case of Antonio here, he basically, I think he said, F you, go F yourself, is what he said to the cop. And I believe he said it just once. But let me get into the story. Antonio, co-founder of the Peaceful Streets Project and a West Point graduate, fought disorderly conduct charge and lost, netting a whopping $1 fine plus $64 in court costs. Bueller sarcastically referred to the trial as a good use of resources, government. The charge stems from an incident in March. Bueller was at the trial of a friend in Gonzales, Texas, when he and a few friends were kicked out of court. Bueller followed Captain Gail Autry outside with a video camera in hand, questioning him. Now, I think that is written incorrectly, because I'm pretty sure it was the captain that was following Antonio. At least from the video that I saw, Antonio was walking across the parking lot from, and this video is in this article, which I will post on our Facebook and Twitter and Google+. So Antonio's walking across, he's coming out of the court, walking across the parking lot, the cop is following him, if I'm recalling the video correctly. So that's a minor point. But either way, there were people with video cameras that were present, and after Autry began to walk away, Bueller told him, go F yourself. Autry immediately turned around, stormed back over, and arrested Bueller.
Couldn't let that fly.
No, he couldn't be professional about it and just let it slide, which is what cops are supposed to do.
Thanks, have a great day.
Or just walk the hell away. Just ignore and pretend like you didn't hear it.
Yep.
There was an incident in Keene about a year ago, just over a year ago, where I was on the streets. We were doing some Robin Hooding. And this was before Robin Hooding got real big.
Right.
Because Robin Hooding didn't get huge in the media until 2013. Okay. So this was back in 2012. And Jason Short, who's one of the police officers here in town, was called by one of the parking enforcement agents. So she calls the cops. They send out a couple cops to respond. Short comes up to me, and I've got my video camera recording, and he says on camera that there's nothing that he can do because what we're doing is completely legal.
That's right. Yep.
Now, it may not be legal to save people from getting parking tickets in your area, so, you know, your mileage may vary. But here in Keene, New Hampshire, it's completely legal. Not only that, we also got into a discussion, I forget what prompted it, about how the cops are supposed to look the other way, basically, when an individual says something they don't like to them. That the cops are not supposed to respond to that in a violent manner. They're not supposed to threaten anybody. They're not supposed to arrest anybody. He understands that. Many officers around the country understand that. But in Gonzales, Texas, this cop got away with it. The jury found Bueller guilty in this case. And the trial began between 5 to 6 p.m. with the judge denying all motions made by Bueller because they were not timely. Bueller also requested that Judge Deidre Voigt recuse herself since she was the judge who kicked him out in the first place, leading to his arrest. Hmm. Following jury selection, he posted that most said they wouldn't hold hands with their partner if a law forbade it.
Isn't that, that's freaky to me. That's amazing.
The jury members were the ones that were saying
absolutely.
That. And I'm presuming he is saying that based on the voir dire process where in some places you get to ask whatever questions you want. In other places, it's somewhat restricted what questions you can ask. But that's really revealing about who's on this jury. And you shouldn't expect anything different from a jury in your area. The people that tend to get picked for these things do tend to be very state-oriented.
And herd mentality.
Yep, they'll go along with the group. They're afraid to break away from the group. They're afraid to break away and do something that might offend the state. I know that after Rich Paul, our friend, was found guilty for selling cannabis, I went out and I talked to the jurors after that trial, and one of the jurors told me they were afraid that they didn't want to find him not guilty because they were afraid they were afraid of violating the law, or I forget the exact phrase.
Yeah.
But it was just fear.
Yeah.
Fear maybe that they would be targeted personally.
Yep, and
that's
not an unreasonable fear here.
A source close to the case tells the IR that Bueller repeated "go F yourself" more than a dozen times during the course of the trial while describing free speech. After a four-hour-long trial, the jury, who seemed to be in favor of words on paper no matter what is written, returned the verdict of guilty, and Bueller says he plans to appeal the verdict.
Yeah.
So, crystal clear case of free speech being crushed by people in authority and so-called, and then these obedient jurors just doing whatever they're told to do. Oh, yeah, it's disorderly conduct to say, go F yourself to the cop?
Apparently so.
What else can't you say? Maybe we could get a list from this jury of phrases that are inappropriate.
Westboro Baptist. I've been looking for a reason to shut them down for years. I hate what they have to say.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But you have to be careful, Nimmy, because if you use the violence of the state against one group, then it's not going to be long before they turn it back around against
this
you and
true.
Ban things that you might like to say. Free Talk Live. We'll come up.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
Learn how one woman with diabetes had neuropathy pain in her feet go away and her blood sugars come into a more healthy range. In 10 months, one woman got off Prozac after taking this one supplement. In 2 months on this same supplement, one boy's chronic constipation went away and his speech problem cleared up for the first time in his life. Learn how this one supplement is creating a multitude of unique and inspiring stories that can be heard on this free recorded message at 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
What you want. Toll free here at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Once again, 855-453. We also have Skype. You can Skype into us at username lrn.fm. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Nemi.
Hey, I want to tell you about a great Bitcoin website. It's blockchain.info. Blockchain.info is an online Bitcoin wallet. But it's more than that. There are a whole bunch of features that are absolutely incredible and free at blockchain.info, all surrounding the use of bitcoins. Now, if you don't know what bitcoins are, you can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. There's some links there that'll help you both learn about the bitcoin and acquire some bitcoins. But in order to acquire a bitcoin, you have to have a wallet in which to keep them, sort of. And blockchain allows you to do that without having to have software installed on your computer. See, you can have the Bitcoin software installed, but it takes a long time to download the full blockchain, which is all the transactions that have ever occurred with Bitcoin. All that's stored on your computer if you get the regular client. But on blockchain.info, you have access to your money, but nobody else does. That's because there's encryption that actually prevents blockchain themselves, as well as the NSA and the FBI, from accessing your money. So it's a pretty cool service, and blockchain.info even has special tools that allow you to send or receive your bitcoins anonymously. So go to blockchain.info and get your first, if you or get another Bitcoin wallet today. That's blockchain.info. As we go to the phones and to your calls and thoughts, Jericho's on the line in Virginia listening to WSVG in Mount Jackson. Hey, Jericho.
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Welcome, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
You guys were talking about the jury a little while ago, and you mentioned the herd mentality, and it just immediately struck me as something that an argument, basically, a bunch of us got into on Facebook yesterday. Basically, here in Virginia, I'm in Shenandoah County. Shenandoah County Sheriff's Office, they posted on Facebook yesterday about how Virginia just passed a new law against texting while driving. And so they basically posted the new law, you know, showing you what it is, but you read down through it, and then it mentions exemptions. And how emergency personnel are exempt from this law.
Of course.
you see what I'm saying? So that's where the whole debate got into it. Basically, to me, the exemption is just for cops. They mentioned firefighters and EMS personnel, But who's going to be texting and driving in a fire truck? They have no reason to be. And if they
similar
they,
exemptions
know,
here from monitors or screens in front of the driver's side field of vision.
Exactly. But someone popped up and said, this girl popped up. She said, well, they're police officers, and they're trained to use multiple communication devices.
No, they're not.
They are not. They are not. And basically the point I'd love to make, at least to my Virginia friends who might be listening, we really need to get past this. And in my area, our delegate, our state delegate, his name is Todd Gilbert. And he's, of course, a hardcore Republican. And, you know, he likes seeing his picture taken with the governor, getting his bill signed and everything else. These people need to be contacted and asked why they're passing laws that the government is exempt from. I mean, we all know it's 100% wrong and everything else, but it's this herd mentality. Well, the government said so, so I guess it's what we have to do. And it's BS. I'm sick of it.
That's the way it's always been, though. I mean, the government exempts itself from all kinds of things, you know, like murder laws, for instance. You know, you might find an exemption in there unless for a lawful purpose,
which is basically exempting
the police from killing people.
Yeah, that's exactly. Right. Well, I was talking to my brother about this last night, and he brought up how U.S. Congress passed a law basically exempting themselves from sexual harassment suits. I mean, it's just convenient, right? Yeah, very convenient, especially when you got guys like Anthony Weiner, who, you know, I mean, that's his real name, unfortunately.
Yep, that is his real name.
Anthony Weiner, who just do this crazy stuff, and they're just exempt. And that's the problem in this. I know some of you are anarchists to a degree. I am not. I mean, I believe in, you know, a constitutional republic, but, I mean, it's got to get away from where the government does whatever they want. And, you know,
well, I am not an anarchist. I don't think that the term anarchy really communicates to people what I believe. I believe that all human interaction should be consensual. So you can have your constitutional republic as long as you don't force it on me. That's the only thing that I'm concerned with, is whether or not I'm going to be threatened with violence if I don't want to go along with whatever, you know, your particular plan might be. And I would never force my viewpoint on you.
Oh, exactly. And, I mean, it just...
So that's okay, then, with you. If you can so just want to make sure we're clear. You can have your constitutional republic, and you'll allow me to not participate in that but still live in the same general land area?
I don't know how that would work. I mean, you know, that's a whole different big realm of discussion I doubt you have time for right now. You know, but
you'd be surprised how much time we have, Jericho.
I'm almost with you to a degree, though, because, I mean, why live in a place? I mean, another good example right here in Shenandoah County, Virginia, where I live, you had one of our local judges got caught growing $150,000 worth of marijuana.
Mm.
And he got a slap on the wrist.
Slap on the hand.
Yeah. And you know as well as I do, most likely they said, hey, buddy, look, just take a little trip to the Bahamas for 30 days and pretend you went to jail. This guy didn't do no jail time. And, I mean, if it was the type of thing where the law applies to everybody and everybody's treated the same, that's great. But since it's not like that, I'm kind of with you.
Well, it'll never be like that.
You're right, it may not.
It can't be like that because it's a nice idea, but when you give people power, they tend to abuse it, and there's studies that show that that's the case.
Yeah.
So you can concoct the most brilliant system in the world, and arguably the U.S. system was a decent crack at it. You know, they gave it their best, and look what they ended up with. I mean, these guys that were supposedly interested in restricting the government with the chains of the Constitution and all that, you ended up with the biggest, most hegemonic empire that the world has ever seen, at least certainly in our lifetimes. And that's what we've got.
And I mean, our founding fathers warned strongly against that. I mean, basically, it's just we've done.
But then look what they did.
I mean, you might have a point there to agree, but I mean, it's just personally, I think the way they envisioned it set up, we just kind of stepped away from that.
Absolutely.
Didn't they also step away from it? Like, as soon as they assumed power, didn't they do things with that power that they supposedly warned against? I mean, Whiskey Rebellion, Civil War. There's all kinds of examples of these
bad things. Well, I'm totally with you on the Civil War. I'm not one of these that find Abe Lincoln as a hero. He was a criminal.
No, absolutely. He was a thug.
Violated 16 different points of the Constitution.
And he never gave a damn at all about slavery. He wanted to use that as a wedge, but he didn't set any slaves free with his emancipation proclamation, if I'm recalling that correctly.
None that weren't already free. You're right. He didn't set any new ones free.
There's a lot of myth and mythology out there surrounding Lincoln, and a lot of mythology surrounding the state. And there's this belief amongst the constitutional crowd, and I used to be one of those constitutional type folks, but there's this belief that, if we could just get back to the Constitution, that everything would be fine.
Now,
well, wait a minute. First of all, the Constitution considers black people three-fifths of a man, so that's not real cool. Like, there's a lot of problems with the Constitution right out the gate. But even if you could get supposedly back to the Constitution, as Lysander Spooner put it, the Constitution has either authorized the tyranny that we see today, or it was powerless to prevent it.
Right.
And even if you could manufacture some better document, some document with some sort of extra check or extra balance, it would only be a matter of years before it just kind of morphed out of your control to what you something that's completely different than what you'd originally envisioned. So to me, there's just no way to make it right. The only way to make a right system is to abolish the system and allow voluntary and consensual methods of human interaction to replace it. But the only way that'll ever happen is if that's what people want. And as long as people want to control their neighbors, we're always going to have a big overarching
right.
government.
And I've been hearing you talk about this for a couple of years now. And my question to you is, I guess I'm curious as to your belief, where does rule of law come in and different things like that in that kind of society? I mean, don't you...
Where does it come in now? Where does it come in now? We don't have that right now.
Well, no, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. But I'm saying in your perfect world, in your mind, how does that play out?
Well, my world's not perfect, right? So, I mean, my world acknowledges that people are going to do bad things. And the only solution I have to that are solutions that don't involve threatening more force against other people. So, for instance, if we're talking about, like, you know, protecting people from violent criminals, which is obviously a big concern that people have, then you could have private protection companies providing people with protection services. We already have skip tracers today. There are, you know, people that work for private companies that
bounty hunters
that retrieve people. Mm-hmm. So some of that already exists, and there could be more of it. And then we could support the companies or the organizations that do the best work, that are the most efficient, that are the most customer satisfying, rather than having this monopoly out there going around and giving people parking tickets and speeding tickets.
No accountability.
Stand by, Jericho. If you want a more discussion, we can do that coming up in hour two. Free Talk Live.
Quantum vibes. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on secret missions to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.